The Cape Flats remains at the heart of South Africa's violent crime crisis, with four of the country's top five deadliest precincts located in the region. Following the release of the latest national crime stats, local CPF rep Mr. A.B. Isaacs joins us to unpack the ongoing gang violence and the challenges that our hardest hit areas face on the Cape Flats. A.B., good afternoon.
Good afternoon, salam alaikum to you and your listeners. One rectification, and I need to rectify for record purposes. I'm the chairperson of the Cape Flats Safety Forum,
okay.
Not a representative of the CPF.
All right.
Need to rectify that.
All right, AB, so what's your latest take on the stats nationally? How does it reflect realistically for us on the Cape Flats?
I think first and foremost, we acknowledge the stats that was released just on Friday or Thursday. But however, we are not statisticians. We normally say that we are not statisticians because it does not reflect our reality that's happening on a day-to-day basis in and around the Cape Flats. Yes, there's the notion from the ministry and the police that there is a decrease. However, as community, we don't feel the decrease. For example, just on Friday, over this weekend, even this afternoon, they were shooting in these areas, in certain areas in and around the Cape Flats. So how can there be a decrease? Again, we are not statisticians.
Yeah, you're saying we're not statisticians, but Philippi East, Dalton, Fulani, Nyanga, we're seeing record levels increasing here. I mean, we don't need a degree in maths here and science for us to see that all is not well in the Cape Flats.
That's correct. Yes. Hence, we will continue and persistent to lobby for the South African Defence Force to be deployed as a force multiplier.
AB, a lot of communities have been asking for that for a while now. Why is national government reluctant to deploy the Defence Force into areas where there are problems? Why are they reluctant?
I'm not sure. Obviously, they have their reasons. But as I say constantly, and no offence to anyone, the Cape Flats community don't switch on Netflix to hear gunshots. The Cape Flats safety community wake up with gunshots, they go sleep with gunshots. So therefore, we're further calling for a special probe to be set up to deal with gun violence. And if you look at the common weapon that was used in terms of the crime stats, it's firearms.
Now, the lies of a so-called white genocide peddled by the Trump administration, if anything, the word genocide and that term should be used on our Cape Flats and our areas that are ridden with gang-related activity where our communities are being held ransom. But some have raised concerns, AB, if national government deploys the Defence Force to certain areas, will that automatically put these areas into a direct lockdown, meaning not even those residents will be able to go in and out? Is that true?
That's the whole view that we have. When you say that the South African Defence Force need to be deployed, it's one is to stabilize our areas. Remember, our areas is not stabilized. And it's what we call, there are certain stubborn areas. Stubborn areas, Lentegeer is a stubborn area. Ayrshire and Lentegeer is a stubborn area. And you can go around, Rocklands, Levendale. You know, there's quite a number of stubborn areas. So the Defence Force, in our understanding, is not going to take over the role of SAPS. And I think that's the difference, is to come and assist and stabilize and normalize the areas. Normalize so that the kids can go to school again. Our kids can go to school without being feared of where's the next bullets coming from, when is the next gunshot raiding.
Amy, as we conclude, we can name area after area on the Cape Flats. But then many continue also to say, in as much as national government is failing us, SAPS is failing us, the failure to deploy the Defence Force is a failure and an indictment on the Cape Flats. But some would argue some of our communities are aware of who the gangsters and the kingpins are and are not prepared to speak out, and consequently they harbor these criminals and essentially make things worse? Or is it as a result of these gangs are holding them ransom and they don't have a choice?
I think, and you're putting it on, you're correct, is that one, is that as we've consistently saying, we're living in an area where there's urban terror. One is that in certain areas, these alleged gang leaders feed this community, pay electricity, whatever the necessary. Therefore, it becomes even once we stabilize and normalize the areas, now we need to go to the judiciary. Come on, guys, you need to play your role. You know, and when we say, guys, with the utmost respect, all departments need to come and play their role in a multifaceted approach. What's the use of such arrest? No convictions. Limited convictions. Or cases get withdrawn, cases get provisionally withdrawn. With all due respect.
ABI Zeke's representative, Cape Flats Safety Forum. Thanks, sir.
Good. Thank you.